What's good, folks? Welcome to the Basic Podcast, brothers and sisters in Christ, where faith meets conversation. It's a podcast where our brothers and sisters are going to go into the depths of our spirituality and discuss what it means to be in Christ. I am your host, Derek, aka Tank, aka Rev, aka God's Son. And so I just want to welcome you all to what we've got started here. Very excited about what God is going to do and how he's going to speak through us for the culture. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my co-host to my left, to your right. Take it away.
All right. Hello, guys. I'm Tim. I'm co-host here on Basic Talk. And I just want to welcome you guys to the podcast. We're going to be exploring plenty of topics and have some discussion about things that happen in the world or happen in our lives and how that can relate to us being brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah. And so with that, folks, we want to tell you that BASIC, it's not just an acronym. It stands for brothers and sisters in Christ, but it's more than that, right? So with our culture right now, there are so many things that separate us. Like, we got an upcoming political season here in America. And if time is any reflection on humanity, times past show us that these seasons often disconnect us as the body. Like, we, just because someone's voting pattern is different, should not have an effect on how I look at them as a member of the body. I shouldn't see, just because someone may be a Democrat or a Republican, that they're not part of the body of Christ. And so BASIC is about getting back to the basics. And one of the basics is found in scripture. When Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? In Mark 20, he said to love the Lord God with all your heart and soul and mind, and to love others as you love yourself. And so everybody loves themselves. There's no question about it. This is the selfie culture. Everybody loves them some them. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you think about it. If you're on an airplane and the plane is going down, they tell you, you know, put the mask on yourself first before you save the person with you or attempt to save the person with you. So there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. The problem is we don't love others like we love ourselves. And I'm preaching to myself at this point, because we can forget that with this just being the selfie culture. And so that's what BASIC is about. We got to get back to the basics of loving God first, primarily, but also loving others just like I love me. And again, I'm preaching to me and I'm trying to help myself while I'm helping you. But that's what BASIC is about. What do you think, Tim?
So when I read it, I mean, there's a lot to it, obviously. The world has been trying to divide us from the beginning, whether it be through race or through religion or through the football teams or basketball teams. Everything is division within our world. It's always one thing over another thing. Whether you're comparing iPhones to Samsungs, there's always division.
Very true.
And when I read it, I feel like ultimately, I think of the golden rule that they used to tell you in school, like, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. So basically, when I read that scripture, I just think of, if I need help, I need to help people as well. Or if someone else doesn't have food and I have food, to give them food as well. Or things like that. Like, if you have something and you see someone that doesn't have something, and you would love if someone would help you out sometimes, then you also should go help that person out sometimes as well.
And I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks with technology, is that we become like these ISOs. Like, we become isolated, our own little cocoon, our own little world of just where we really don't have to interact with people too much. You know, back in the day, you had to go outside and talk to people and see your friends. And, you know, we had dumb phones back in the day. So, you know, our phones didn't have the capability of watching somebody and talking to them at the same time. And we had to go outside and say hi and go outside and, you know, and speak to them and be friendly and help people. And so with technology, I think that's one of the bigger drawbacks, is that it creates us isolation. And a lot of people are suffering alone. And that's because they're not being reached out to, or they have no interactions with the outside world other than through technology. But, you know, to me, it just shows that the harvest is still plentiful, that there's still work that we can do as a body. We just have to adapt. We have to pivot and actually realize the times for what they are and utilize technology to our advantage in order to spread the gospel and to show the love. But we have to first get away from that selfish spirit, man. And I'm serious. I'm preaching to myself because, you know, it's something we all got to work through. I can't say that I've accomplished or I've made it to the point where I can say, oh, I'm not selfish anymore. It's just our nature, our sinful nature just makes us selfish. And we have to fight against that every single day, you know. But nature in itself is not selfish. God created everything to give and work along with each other. You know, a mother who has a baby in her womb, she's not selfish. A tree gives off oxygen so that the rest of us can live. So, you know, those are the basic things we want to highlight and say that we have to get back to that as a culture.
Yeah, which is obviously easier said than done. I know it takes a lot to get rid of the selfishness within yourself. But through reading your Bible and through praying to God and to just ask Him to remove these things from your life and to really open your eyes and to see that everything is created by Him and that everything is created to work in unity, which is what brothers and sisters in Christ are. We're supposed to work in unity. And I feel like that's what we need most within our churches, within our communities, within our schools. Everything needs to be unified, and we would be so much further, and we would be so much further ahead in life as a species, as humans. We'd be so much further if we all work together in unity instead of trying to always find things to divide one another with.
Yeah, I think we'd be so much further ahead as a culture, especially in America, if the body of Christ just superseded all political separation. Just that one thing. If we just said politics really don't even matter, like we don't even discuss politics from the pulpit or anywhere else, that we don't, you know, who you vote for is who you vote for. Honestly, none of those that we get into office are going to really change anything. Like, they're not going to change anything. There's always been smoke and mirrors from the time democracy has been in place, because it's never been the solution, and it's not going to be the solution to fix the world's woes. And, you know, we don't have the solution as human beings. God has the ultimate solution in the end. But while we're here, you know, we have an obligation to pull those out of the fire that God has called and show them the love that we've received. But that has to come with superseding or jumping over or forgetting about all those political fractions that happen amongst us. It's just frustrating to see, because people take it so to heart. Like, dude, what a guy in office, regardless of who it is not on your level, probably not going to even really make a difference in your life. You understand what I'm saying? The person who makes a difference is your local congressman.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean.
Or your local political person. But the presidential level really has no effect on your day-to-day life.
No, that's
and we take it to heart, and we act like, you know, everybody else who doesn't agree with this person is evil. And that's not true. We just have differences in political ideologies. And I don't knock anybody for believing what they, you know, voting for who they vote for. I just say vote. Those people don't ultimately fix anything anyway in the long run. I mean, that's just my opinion, but.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree too. I feel like whoever's in there as president, they're just the guy sitting in the office, the face of the whole congregation that doesn't really, they don't really care about the little middleman or the people underneath them. I feel like they're all just focused on getting as much money as they possibly can, be honest with you. And I feel like when you got people going against each other, it just brings a lot of hate, which is ultimately what you don't want. At the end of the day, you need to love each other, regardless of who you're voting for, regardless of what skin color you are, regardless of whether you believe Jesus was white, Jesus was black, Jesus was Middle Eastern. Like, that's something I saw recently, how they how Putin released some pictures and said Jesus is black. And I mean, you can read through the Bible, you can find out for yourself. But at the end of the day, Jesus is to you who he is, regardless of what you see him as. He died for all of us. That's the true meaning of it. Like, he died for all of us. He died for the sinners. He died for the black people, the white people, the Spanish people, the Chinese people. It doesn't even matter what color you believe Jesus was, or even what language he spoke. At the end of the day, he died for all of us. And I feel like if people just start to realize that more, they can get back to loving one another the way that they need to. And we wouldn't let these things such as political debates or things like that actually divide us anymore. And just realize that at the end of the day, we're the ones that have to bring the unity. The president's not going to bring unity within our nation. The Congress isn't going to bring unity within our nation. It's up to us, the people, who outnumber them probably a million to one. We're the ones that really need to bring the unity. We're the ones seeing each other on a daily basis. We're not seeing a president when we're walking down the street. We'll see one of our neighbors or someone that you come across on a regular basis. And we're the ones that have to be united. We don't have to be united with the president because we don't even see them regularly.
That's what Basic Talk is going to be about. It's going to be about just these conversations amongst our brothers and sisters. We're going to have funny content. We're going to have other brothers and sisters come on here. We're going to have news, good news that's happening all around the country and locally. Wherever God leads, that's what we're going to plan to share with you all. But we just wanted to share with you the premise and the idea behind Basic. And hopefully you all see the benefit of the body coming together at this time. I keep harping on the political season because I see it coming. You see little things in the media starting to push us in our different directions. And then that creates a lot of bumping of heads. And then it just creates a separation again where we're like, oh, I don't mess with that guy. He's got a flag on of this guy. And it's just really ridiculous. I mean, it happens in the world, but it should not be so within the body of Christ. And so this is what the show is going to be about. Just really good conversations, really interesting topics that we can talk about amongst our brothers and sisters.
I just want to thank you guys for being a part of Basic Talk, brothers and sisters in Christ. Be on the lookout for much more coming up soon. Plenty of upcoming episodes.
Yeah, go to basicbrand.life. You like this apparel line of Judah, Basic hats. We got all apparel. We got slides. We got hoodies. We got all types of good things coming. Basicbrand.life. Follow us on all social media channels. Basicbrand.life. Let's spread the love. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus, and we're going to spread the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. And we're going to glorify God with everything we have. And we just again want to thank you, as Tim said, thank you for coming out, for watching, for giving us your time, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Anything else, Tim?
Nah, I don't got anything. It's peace and blessings to all you guys.
Peace and blessings. I like that. Signing off.